And a close call for the pilot of a pontoon plane in Alaska who just narrowly missed landing right on top of a humpback whale near Angoon. Take a look here, you'll see.
My name is Rob Murray. I'm the chief pilot at Harris Air in Sitka.
On the morning of July 10th, Murray was flying four passengers into the small southeast community of Angoon, coming down for a landing in Mitchell Bay.
I didn't see the whale. I was definitely looking right at the spot where the whale turned out to be. The first thing that I saw was just before touchdown was the spray. So thank God the whale decided to exhale, because that was what I saw.
San Diego resident Thomas Hamm was waiting for a flight back to Juneau when he decided to whip out his smartphone and record Murray coming in for a landing. A pilot himself, Hamm said he started recording because
I love airplanes, and so I've never really seen a float plane land.
While he focused on the landing plane,
everyone else kind of looking at the whale, which had been in that area all morning for at least the hour they were down there waiting for the plane to come in.
Salmon returning, you know, there have been a lot of whales around, so they've been on everyone's mind, you know, all over the region, flying float planes for sure. And it was obvious when the whale spouted that that's what it was. So it was just a basic go-around technique, just full power and get the nose up, not too far, but just so you can climb and keep from touching down.
In the video, the plane nearly lands on the surfacing whale, but the pilot at the last second yanks up the nose, hovering above the surface just long enough to pass the whale before lightly touching down.
The only thing he said was it drenched the windscreen.
It's a fairly routine thing. Most pilots practice it, and even though the wheel planes that go into places like Cake and Huna, where there are bears crossing the runway or deer, it's a fairly routine thing, obviously, in southeast Alaska to have wildlife in the way where you want to land. So just happened to be a whale at this time.
After the plane landed, Hamm promised to send around a copy of the video, but his emails wouldn't go through.
And I thought, okay, the only thing I can do is put it on YouTube, which I have never done before. I've never actually uploaded a video ever. And I thought, oh, that works great. So I sent him the link. As soon as that happened, I started getting views on it. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I don't even know who these people are who are viewing this.
By Tuesday morning, NBC anchors Matt Lauer and Al Roker showed the video and cracked jokes about the near miss on the Today Show. News outlets from CNN to the Chicago Tribune to the United Kingdom's Mirror and Telegraph news online sites featured the story. As of July 18th, the video had just over 500,000 views on YouTube and climbing. But for Murray, it was just part of the job.
I've been flying for, you know, 10 years in southeast Alaska, and most of it has been float flying. And I know there are old-timers out there that have probably done this scores of times. You know, a lot of other pilots out there that are highly skilled that this kind of thing has happened to, and it just happened to be a day where someone was filming this time. So, yeah, flying in southeast Alaska is pretty fun.
The Alaska Bush pilots are some of the most phenomenal pilots I've ever seen in my life. That's probably the most important thing. But the flights we took, both to Huna earlier and then out to Angoon on these small planes, and just the conditions, low ceilings, low visibility, I was just beyond impressed by their skill.
Hamm says he's grateful for that skill, and so, most likely, is the whale. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Greta Mart.